soon your love will be all mine. Then I'm gonna take you home, marry you so you won't roam, baby. Marry you so you won't roam right now, now, now.
News. I'm Dave Packer. The Trump administration making good on its threat to slash federal jobs during the government shutdown. According to a union lawsuit, the Office of Management and Budget saying over 4,000 workers across seven federal agencies got pink slips. Meanwhile, the Senate won't be back to vote on the government shutdown until Tuesday at the soonest. Palestinians by the tens of thousands returning to the heavily destroyed northern Gaza Strip as a U.S. brokered ceasefire came into effect. All the remaining hostages held by Hamas are expected to be released within days. 18 people missing after a deadly explosion at a Tennessee munitions plant. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis says the investigation is expected to last for days.
It's probably been one of the most devastating situations that I've been on in my career.
The number of dead unclear. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a package of bills to cut red tape, speed up the rebuilding in the wildfire-ravaged Los Angeles area. This is ABC News. One Laker fan isn't thrilled with LeBron James' latest announcement.
When it was revealed that LeBron James had a big announcement coming, promoted as his second decision, fans waited to find out if he was retiring or going to another team. But in the end, it was all a stunt. When the announcement came out, it was an ad for Hennessy Liquor.
In this fall, I'm going to be taking my talents to Hennessy VSOP.
Well, now a Lakers fan is suing the fan, claiming he was deceived by the stunt announcement and that he paid for tickets he thought would be for one of LeBron James's last games as a Laker next year. That fan accusing James of fraud, deception, and misrepresentation. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The state says a South Carolina inmate who spent 42 years on death row has died of natural causes at a prison hospital. 81-year-old Fred Singleton was sentenced to death in 1983 for the rape and strangulation of a woman in her home. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Green Bay weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny for the most part today. Temperatures around 80 degrees for afternoon highs. For tonight, mostly clear, a low around 61. Becoming breezy for Sunday, sunshine, a high near 85. Sunday night, mostly cloudy and breezy with lows in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 44.
Don't know what it's like, rule is four. But I know that one of them one is two. Oh, don't you know I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, you're a store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now. My baby, crackling rose, and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, that's all right, 'cause we got all night to set the world. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running. Play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright, 'cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
Why'd they stop making music like this? We don't know either. 97.9 FM.
Hang on, Snoopy, Snoopy, hang on. Hang on, Snoopy, Snoopy, hang on.
Snoopy lives in a very the year of five.
February,
you're my little Valentine.
March,
I'm gonna march you down the aisle.
April,
you're the Easter bunny when you smile. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love my little calendar girl every day. Junior prom,
July.
Like a firecracker, I'm aglow.
August.
When you're on the beach, you steal the show. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love my little calendar girl every day.
Sleep over you. Reliving precious moments we knew. So many days have gone by. Still I'm so lonely and I guess there's just no getting over you. There's nothing I can do. Prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind.
WGBW. Caution, we can be habit forming.
Grab yourself a bowl of Booyah to help Hoo-ah. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Saturday, October 11th from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m., you can come enjoy a bowl of Booyah or take it to go at Lenny's Tap as part of their fundraising efforts to help support Hoo-ah, a group dedicated to helping out our American heroes with suicide prevention awareness and support for veterans. So get hungry and plan to buy many bowls of Booyah at Lenny's Tap on Saturday, October 11th. Check it out, head to WGBW.fm and click events.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
good.
from our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge. We're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Tate Schwaber. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Tell her to reap it in a sickle bell was blazing in scarlet battalion.
Parsley's angels, Mary and Charles, born in the soldiers to kill
and gather it all,
and to fight for
shall cause they long ago forgotten.
She'll be a true love of mine. Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Thank you.
You can go wherever your smartphone goes. Download the Civic Media app from civicmedia.us.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Boca. to fight him. And when they pulled down from the floor, Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.